Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
And this is the Cale Clark Show. So glad you're with me. We've got obviously different music coming in. It's a different kind of week, but we're still going to have the same great, hopefully it's great content on the Cale Clark Show just for you. So I do want to give out the phone number to call. As always, you'll hear different numbers throughout the day, throughout the week. You'll hear our pledge drive number. I'm going to give that out later so as not to confuse you, but our studio line is still active. Don't forget. So you can call this number, 888-914-9149. You can follow me on Twitter, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And of course, the email address is unchanged, cale@relevantradio.com. But as we always do, as we kick off each day of our pledge drive here, our Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive, we want to pray for the success of this drive. And we know that you'll make it a success. We know that you're going to come through for us, as you always do. We're going to start off this hour asking for Our Lady's intercession with the Memorare. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Got so many great things to talk to you about today. Later on in the program, I'm going to tell you why your boss is a coward as we start the work week. Don't tell him that tomorrow, by the way, or her. Don't start off your Tuesday by saying, you know, you're a coward. No, here's what I mean by, well, I'm gonna save that for later, what I actually mean by this. It's not what you think. We'll also talk about the creation covenant in Genesis. If you went to Mass today, or if you follow along with the daily readings, you'll know that Genesis chapter 1 came back up again, the creation covenant. We're going to explain really what this is all about, how it's very, very good. An incredible feast day today, St. Paul, Mickey, and his companions. I want to share about that actually right now. This is unbelievable stuff. Japanese martyrs. And my wife spent a lot of time teaching in Japan several years before we met and got married, and was just fascinated by the culture. And one thing about Japanese culture, for whatever reason, it's always been very, very difficult for the faith to take hold in Japan. And it wasn't always the case, though. It wasn't always the case. In fact, in the year 1597, the year that St. Paul Mickey was martyred along with 25 companions, there were 300,000 believers in Japan that year. Now, this all kind of got started, by the way, with a great missionary, of course, one of the greatest Jesuit missionaries of all time, St. Francis Xavier, who, of course, was a companion of St. Ignatius Loyola. He was there at the beginning. And when he went to Japan, he arrived. Now, this is St. Francis Xavier. When he got there, he actually arrived in the middle of the summer on the Feast of the Assumption. It was August the 15th. The year was 1549. And really, what was going on there? He had a hard time trying to figure out, how do I reach these people with the gospel of Jesus Christ? One of the things he was coming up against in that culture was ancestor worship. That was very, very common in Japan. It was part of the culture, obviously, as it is in a lot of Eastern cultures, ancestor worship. And so he's like, how can I use this? How can I figure this out? And essentially, one of the reasons why this was very, very strong in the culture was that people kind of thought, and I'm going to give a very simple explanation of this. Life is a precious gift. And people understood, the reason why I'm here is because of my parents, right? And the reason why they existed is because of their own parents. Now, obviously, not necessarily factoring in the God side of the equation, but St. Francis Xavier realized, you know, I can kind of work with this, and I can kind of flip this around so that I can preach the gospel, because this idea of the precious gift of life being passed on through ancestry, through generation, from one to the next. Here's what he basically said, and I'm really very much paraphrasing St. Francis Xavier here. He said, look, you can actually, it's okay to be a Catholic and do ancestor worship as long as you understand this right. Now, don't misquote me here, but you can worship your ultimate ancestor, Christ. Christ, because Christ was before you. In fact, this is what St. John the Baptist, this is what he said about Jesus. This is in John chapter 1. When Jesus started walking toward him, you know this, John 1, verses 29 and 30. The next day, he, and that's John the Baptist, saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me, for he was before me. What do you mean by that? He existed long before he was ever born. And later on, of course, in John's gospel, Jesus will say, before Abraham was, Father Abraham, the father of us all, really. Before Abraham was, our father in faith, I am. In other words, I existed before him, and I am, of course, is the name of God, Yahweh. So yes, you can, properly understood, worship your ancestor if your ancestor is Christ. And by the way, just as the gift of life is passed on through our human parents and our grandparents and great-grandparents and so on, you can have life passed on to you in the family of faith that comes from your divine ancestor Christ. How do you get this? You get the supernatural life of baptism. This, of course, we're born naturally through our human parents. We get that natural life, but we get supernatural life when we are born again through the womb of the church known as the baptismal font. That's how we get new life. And by the way, once that happens, you can then talk about your father God, another ancestry thing, if you will. You can call God your father when you are baptized into the church. So this is a masterful example from St. Francis Xavier of enculturating the gospel, of making it understandable. And this is what we all have to do with people in our orbit, our friends, our family, our co-workers, everyone around us who needs Christ, and they need Christ, they really do, even if they don't think that they do. You probably need him even more. We've got to learn to, as St. Jose Maria Escrivá said, to speak in tongues, not necessarily speaking new language, a known language on the earth. It's like in Acts chapter 2, not expecting you to become a Japanese scholar overnight and be able to speak that language. But we do have to speak in tongues in a sort of different way, help to make our friends and family understand the gospel, relate in a relatable way. This is what we've really got to do. Well, obviously, he had a lot of success early on, but there was a fierce persecution that broke out against the church in the year 1597. Where did they go? Well, there's basically three choices. They became martyrs. They gave up the faith. That was the second thing that happened. They apostatized, a lot of them, under pressure of persecution, just gave up the faith. Or the third thing that happened was believers, Catholic believers in Japan went underground. The underground church, and we've heard about this in many countries, in China in the 20th century, the 21st century, the underground church. It was very much a reality in Japan. The dramatic moment when St. Paul Mickey and his companions were martyred. I'm going to share this with you coming up, so don't go away. This is a beautiful story of faith. It's incredibly inspiring, and you won't want to miss this. But right now, I'm going to take a quick break right now for a word from our CEO, our executive director, Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio and welcome you to our Give from the Heart Pledge Drive. It's Momentum Monday, and a reminder that Relevant Radio is listener-supported, so we're unable to deliver our programming every day without your financial support. So jump online and help us pay a few bills at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Today only, for a gift of $20 a month, our special thank you gift is a dual-purpose Relevant Radio branded umbrella. Use it for protection from rain or sun while evangelizing those you meet. This automatic umbrella features a large 42-inch arc. The rubber handle wrist strap makes it easy to hold, and the umbrella folds down to fit inside a matching sleeve. It's only available today, and it's yours for a gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we've got a dollar-for-dollar match this hour. So give online now on the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com.
This is Cale Clark, the host of this program, The Cale Clark Show, and also The Faith Explained, also on only really right here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm joined by Brooke Taylor. Brooke is sitting in for Timory. Timory's going to be coming back on Wednesday for the next couple of days. I've got the privilege of being joined by Brooke Taylor, who's going to be hosting for Timory tonight and tomorrow night. You're going to want to tune in for that. It's going to be some incredible shows that she's got lined up. But right now, we want to give you this opportunity to give from the heart. Obviously, this month of February, the heart is really paramount. Valentine's Day is coming up. And my daughter, who's 7 years old, my daughter, Michaela, you'll be hearing from her later this week, of course, her pledge drive kid joke. She's not going to want to disappoint you. She's got a birthday on Wednesday. She's turning seven. But one of the other things that she's doing, she's not just getting ready for her birthday, she's making Valentines for her classmates. And this is a great memory of mine, too, from being a student. Really love to just show my classmates how much I cared about them. And I know that you care about Relevant Radio. I know that you care about your friends and your family, and you want them to come to a knowledge of the truth. That's what we're here to do. We want to share the truth about Christ in the media. 877-291-0123 is the number to call. And we know your time is valuable, and we know that you want security when you give. That's why maybe the best way to give is to go to the Relevant Radio app. It doesn't take any phone calling. You don't have to wait. You can get instant access, and you can give your gift right now. And as Father Rocky said, when you donate through the app or calling 1-877-291-0123, don't forget, your gift is matched dollar for dollar. It's a partnership challenge this hour. We want you to take advantage of that. And Brooke Taylor is joining me right now. And Brooke, what can the people expect to get if they come in at this $20 a month level?
We've been talking about it. This is exciting because today only you receive that Relevant Radio branded umbrella. And it's this really sleek, classic black top.
Yeah.
And then on the inside, it's like this Madonna blue color, like you're being covered in Our Lady's mantle.
And oh, I love that.
I thought, you know, we start every hour with the Memorare and entrust our intentions to the Blessed Mother. So what a beautiful way. Plus you're evangelizing with that. And I'm looking, this is the first time that I've been a part of the pledge drive on this side. And it's so exciting to see the people coming in, new givers and online gifts from Eber, Utah, Diana, George in Illinois, Barbara in Townsend, Delaware. Thank you. We have a big goal,
but we're
getting there.
We're going to get there. 877-291-0123. Beautifully said, Brooke. That was beautiful. Stand under Our Lady's umbrella or mantle. Call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com. Okay, we couldn't resist playing that song, Rihanna's Umbrella. We did a whole show about this. A Protestant minister claims to have had a vision of the afterlife. He got a tour of the underworld, and he said that one of the punishments in the underworld is being forced to listen to Rihanna. I like Rihanna's music. I know a lot of it's objectionable, but they're catchy tunes. They're catchy tunes. And, of course, the umbrella is what you'll get, the Relevant Radio umbrella, and it's just fantastic. It's gorgeous, as Brooke was talking about just a moment ago. And that can be yours if you come in at this $20 a month giving level, 877-291-0123. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. I want to get back to the incredible saga of St. Paul Mickey and his companions. It's their feast day today. He and 25 others were crucified for their Catholic faith in Japan. And how this all happened was, I was talking about this just before the break, a massive persecution broke out against the Catholic Church in the year 1597, late 16th century, and everybody kind of went one of three different paths. Many Catholics were martyred, and they refused to give up their faith under a period of persecution. They gave their lives, they shed their blood. A lot of them, though, broke under the pressure. They gave up the faith. They apostatized. The third option was a lot of them went underground, and they went into hiding. Now, one of the reasons why this persecution really took place was that the Japanese were afraid that a lot of the Catholic missionaries that were in the country were Franciscans, Spanish Franciscans. Of course, there were a lot of Jesuits there as well, like St. Paul Mickey and his companions. But a lot of the Franciscans were from Spain, and the Japanese were terrified that this was kind of going to be almost like a Trojan horse, if you will, situation in which these missionaries would be smuggled into the country, and they would kind of soften everybody up, and then there'd be this invasion. And they were afraid that Spain was going to try to colonize Japan, just as they had done to the neighboring Philippines. So they really cracked down on the church. And really, this situation remained, by the way. We'll get into the actual martyrdom of St. Paul Mickey and his companions, because this is exactly when it happened, in just a moment. But Japan was really closed to all foreigners until the middle of the 19th century, 1800s. So this lasted a long, long time. In the year 1859, a treaty was ratified between France and Japan, and that's when Catholic churches were allowed to reopen, finally. And conversion was still very much frowned upon. It was still very, very difficult to get a hearing for the gospel in the culture among the Japanese. But of course, many foreign-born people were living in Japan, and so these Catholic parishes were allowed to open up for their spiritual needs. So a new church opened in March of 1865 in Nagasaki. Now, of course, we know about Nagasaki, World War II, the atomic bomb. But in the year 1865, one of these new churches was allowed to open. And again, the French had this treaty with Japan. So there was a French priest who was the pastor of this parish, and his name was Père Petit Jean. My French is not so great, despite the fact that I took many years of it schooling-wise. But Père means father, of course. Père Petit Jean, which really is French for Little John. So Father Little John was the pastor of this particular parish in Nagasaki. And one day at Mass, 15 Catholic Christians, Japanese Catholic Christians, basically revealed themselves to Father Little John, Father Petit Jean. And they told him, look, we are underground Catholics, and we're part of this massive community that nobody even knows is here. But we have been in hiding, essentially, for centuries, ever since the crackdown in 1597. And what these 15 believers told Father Little John was that there were many more of them. There were, in fact, about 50,000 of them as part of the Japanese underground church. Incredible. So this father was absolutely taken aback. He was like, wow. And so he had to ask them, why did you come to me? Why did you come to the Catholic Church? There are obviously other Christian groups out there. And so they basically explained to him, they explained to Father Little John that the bottom line was, we knew that this church was the church, the faith that we had been taught, the faith that had been passed down underground for centuries, because you guys believe in three things. Number one, the papacy, the magisterium, the teaching office of the church. So the Pope and the magisterium, that's all the bishops of the world, together, united with the Pope, that forms what's called the magisterium. So you guys have that. You guys have that. We've been watching you for a little while. We know that you have that. Also, the second thing, you guys venerate the Blessed Virgin Mary. The other Christians don't do that. And of course, Protestantism had sort of gotten into the region as well. Protestantism got its start in the 16th century in 1517. Of course, that's when Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg in Germany. That touched off the Protestant Reformation or Revolution, whatever you want to call it. And so these underground believers realized when they came out of hiding, when the churches were allowed to open, they had to go to the Catholic Church, because this is the faith that they had that was passed on. You guys ask Mary to pray for you. You don't worship Mary. That would be idolatry. but you ask Mary to pray for you. You venerate her. And the third thing that they realized, outside of the Pope, the Magisterium, and their devotion to the Virgin, they also recognized the Catholic Church as being the true faith because of the celibacy of the clergy. The celibacy of the clergy. And to them, to the Japanese underground believers, that was just representing this radical commitment to the gospel. And that those are really the three marks of the church that spoke to them. And when they essentially came out of really a form of the catacombs, that's what they did. They gravitated towards the Catholic parishes. So wow, what an incredible, and there's so many stories that were unwritten, no doubt. We'll hopefully find out in heaven of how the faith was passed on heroically with no clergy, no sacraments in the underground Japanese church. But I'll tell you a little bit about Paul Mickey and his companions, John DeGotto, James Kasai. They were part of the group who were martyred, and their feast day is today, February the 6th in 1597. So again, like I said before, the growth of the faith in Japan started with St. Francis Xavier in 1549 when he first got there. But really the crackdown started on the church in 1596. As I mentioned earlier, there's a distrust, especially of the Spanish, and there was a Spanish ship that was shipwrecked on the coast of Japan, and for some reason, I don't know exactly what this guy said, the captain of this shipwrecked Spanish ship, boy, that's a tongue twister, the shipwrecked Spanish ship, really alarmed the Japanese. For some reason, they thought, man, what is going on here? Are these guys going to try to invade our country? Are they going to try to colonize us? And so what they did was, the authorities arrested all of the Franciscans who came to Japan from the Philippines 3 years prior. So this would have been in 1593. So they started arresting the Franciscans, the Jesuits. They arrested Paul Mickey. They arrested James Kasai, a Jesuit brother. They arrested John DeGotto, who was a catechist, and he was in the process of becoming a Jesuit. Now, St. Paul Mickey actually came from a very wealthy family near Osaka, and that was the city that my wife Patricia lived in for some years when she was in Japan. And his entire family at one point had converted to Catholicism, and he actually entered the Jesuit seminary in Azuchi when he was about 20 years old. He officially joined the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, 2 years later. He was known as a very, very eloquent preacher, and he was able to convert a lot of Buddhists to the Catholic faith. And he was arrested in 1597. He was only a few months away from being ordained a priest. James Kasai was in the same community when the police arrived, so he was brought in too as well. Now, this guy's got an interesting background. James Kasai was actually, after his baptism, after his conversion, he actually got married to a woman who was also a convert to the faith. But she went back to Buddhism. She left, and she left him alone with their son. He entrusted that child to another Catholic family, and then he moved to Osaka, and he worked with the Jesuits, basically as a porter in their house, a little bit like Brother Andre, God's doorkeeper, if you will. They made him a catechist. They realized, man, this guy's really strong in his faith. He should teach. So he joined the Jesuits in 1596. And I will tell you the rest of the story in just a moment, because we've got to take another break right now. It's coming fast and furious right now. It's Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Stay with me. Stay with me. Lots more to come, as I'm going to be joined by Brooke Taylor in just a moment. Hey everybody, Cale Clark here, joined by Brooke Taylor for these next few minutes. Once again, it's our pledge drive week. It's our winter pledge drive, and the theme is Give from the Heart. 877-291-0123 is the number to call for our pledge drive. And you can get in there. There are friendly operators waiting to talk to you, to receive your call, to encourage you. And you can also donate very easily, very quickly, very securely through our Relevant Radio mobile app. Takes no time at all. Or you can go to our website, relevantradio.com is where to find us on the internet. And I'm just so excited about this because today, the first day of our pledge drive, I've been a part of a lot of pledge drives now, and I've seen a lot of pledge drive premiums, gifts that we like to give as much as we like to receive. And we do need to receive from you guys because our need this week is $3 million. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but this will keep us going for an entire quarter as we move forward this year. We have about 200 physical radio stations that we need to operate across the United States of America. We want to keep those running, and we keep acquiring more and more. Why? Because we want to blanket this nation with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so if you want to help us in that mission, if Relevant Radio has been valuable to you, don't forget, you can help us by calling 877-291-0123 or going to the app or going to relevantradio.com. And of course, our pledge drive premium today, which is only available today. I don't know exactly how many are left, but once they're gone, they're gone. If you come in at this $20 a month level of giving, we want to send you the Relevant Radio umbrella. And it is nice. It is really, really nice. It's let me explain to you some of the features. It's automatic. I don't know if you've ever had an automatic umbrella, but it really does make a difference. It's like when you go from driving a standard transmission to an automatic, it makes a big difference. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And it's also, Brooke, it's a way to really kind of announce the gospel to people around you.
It is. It's a win-win. It's practical, and it's also something that is sharing your faith. And we have so many thank yous. Again, as you mentioned, day one of our pledge drive, a big goal, $3 million. We are listener supported, but it's also magnified by the fact that this is matching. So dollar for dollar, you can multiply and magnify your gift. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, easy to give, or 1-877-291-0123. The theme is Give from the Heart. And launching us into this goal today is Thomas from Fort Myers. Thank you for your $1,200 gift.
Wow.
And it's exciting.
Thank you, Thomas.
To see. Yes.
That becomes $2,400. Not many investments where you can double your impact. Do it now. RelevantRadio.com. Hi, this is Cale Clark. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. They're a pro-life phone company, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to Relevant Radio or another pro-life charity of your choice. For a limited time, new customers who mention offer code Relevant Radio get a free phone with free activation and free shipping. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
All right, you're back with me. It's Cale Clark on The Cale Clark Show. Don't forget, you can still call in 888-914-9149. Our studio lines are still open for you during our pledge drive week. Now, just before the break, I was talking about today's saints, St. Paul Mickey and companions who were martyred in Japan in the year 1597. I'll tell you exactly how that happened. I spoke about him. I spoke about his background. I spoke about his companions, James Kasai. And there's also John de Goto, who is of note as well among this group. He was born of Catholic parents on the Goto Archipelago. I don't know if I said that right, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so he moved to Nagasaki in order to practice the faith in freedom because there was a persecution that broke out against Christians in his home region. And so he went to Osaka. He lived in the Jesuit community there, and he was working also to explain the faith, to defend the faith as a local catechist. He also wanted to join the Jesuits. So John de Goto and James Kasai, Paul Mickey, were arrested on December the 9th, and they were taken to a city called Miyako, which is called today Kyoto. You've heard of the Kyoto Accords. Well, there was certainly no accord between the government and the Catholic faith at this point. And anyways, they were thrown in prison. Six Franciscans were also thrown in jail with them, and 15 Third Order Franciscans. So these 24 prisoners altogether were taken into the public square, and they were condemned to death. The death sentence was going to be carried out by crucifixion. And actually, when they stepped out of the prison, they all saw the crosses that were laid out for them, and they actually began to rejoice in their hearts that they were counted worthy, just like the apostles in the Acts of the Apostles, they rejoice that they were counted worthy to suffer disgrace for the sake of the name. They were beyond grateful. It's hard to imagine this, but they were very thankful that they were chosen, if you will, for this martyrdom, and they were going to die in the same way as their Lord. And so as they were being marched to the site of the crucifixion, they cut off the left earlobes of each person. I don't know why they did this, but it was some sort of a mark of shame to them. And they had to actually walk for quite a long time to get to their site of execution. It was a month-long journey. And it was kind of a death march where they eventually got to the spot where they'd be killed. All along the way, it was like a very much an extended way of the cross. People would insult them, would mock them, spit upon them. But St. Paul Mickey would preach to them, and he never stopped evangelizing, even to the crowds, the bloodthirsty crowds that wanted to see them killed. And he would just implore them to turn their lives over to Christ. And so just before they got to Nagasaki, where they'd be killed, there were two Jesuit priests there who actually, they let these two priests minister to these guys who were about to be martyred. And one of them was named Father Passio. And he actually was able to take Paul Mickey, James Kasai, and John DeGoto. He was able to take these three guys into the chapel. And Paul actually renewed his vows in the order at that moment. And John DeGoto and James Kasai, they pronounced their vows. So they actually became Jesuits before they were martyred. And that same day, they were eventually taken to a hill outside of the city of Nagasaki. That's where they saw the crosses lying on the ground. And they sang a hymn called the Te Deum, which is a very, very traditional Catholic hymn of thanksgiving. And that's the thanksgiving that they gave when they saw the form of their martyrdom. The executioners tied them to the crosses, and they put metal bands around their necks so that their heads would stay upright. They then lifted up the crosses and dropped them into holes that were in the ground that were pre-prepared for them. And you can imagine how sad this would be. John DeGoto, his father, was actually there, and he saw his son martyred before him. I can't imagine the agony. But again, he probably was asking for, I'd imagine that he would be asking for the help of Our Lady, who had to watch her son die on the cross. And Paul Mickey at that point, he kept preaching to the people, imploring them to convert. And he asked that their martyrdoms would just cause a rain of God's grace to fall on his home country of Japan. And finally, after some time, the soldiers pierced the heart of each prisoner with a lance. And that hill on which they died became known as Martyrs Hill outside of Nagasaki, Japan. And that account of their martyrdom was compiled by Tom Rocheford, a Jesuit. So that's an incredibly powerful story. And so we ask St. Paul Mickey and his companions to please pray for us as we seek to evangelize our culture. And it's a different culture, and obviously we have religious freedom, but there are different obstacles that we have to deal with in our day, in our age, as we always do. All right, so the other thing that's interesting that I wanted to talk about today on the show was if you did go to Mass today, the first reading was from the book of Genesis. And not too long ago, we did a whole series on Genesis as part of the Faith Explained program. And you can, of course, access those episodes on the Relevant Radio website, on the Faith Explained show page. Really intriguing. When we looked at the creation accounts in Genesis, today's reading really talked about the first 4 days of creation. Really want to share this with you because this is this contains some stuff here that people often miss when they check it out. And so it says this in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 19. It says, "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss, while a mighty wind swept over the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. God saw how good the light was. God then separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Thus evening came, and morning followed the first day." So really what you see here is something that theologians call, they call it speech act theory. When God says something, when I say something, it often doesn't get done. But when God says something, you better believe that it happens. When he says, let there be light, light is going to occur. So that's what God does on the first day. He creates the day and the night. And what's he really doing there? Essentially, he's creating the environs, the places where his creatures are going to live. So he creates the structure, and then he fills it up. So on the first day of creation, he creates the day, he creates the night. So what's he really doing there? He's making time. He's literally marking time. And so later on in the reading, you see that on the fourth day, he fills the day and the night. He creates the sun and the moon, the sun to rule over the day, the lesser light, the moon to rule over the night. So this is incredible. God creates the structures, and then he fills the structures. On the second day, this is what God does. He creates the sky and the sea. Let's check it out here. This is also from the first reading today. Then God said, let there be a dome in the middle of the waters to separate one body of water from the other. And so it happened. God made the dome, and it separated the water above the dome from the water below it. God called the dome the sky. Evening came, and morning followed the second day. Then God said, let the water under the sky be gathered into a single basin, so that the dry land may appear. And so it happened. The water under the sky was gathered into its basin, and the dry land appeared. God called the dry land the earth, and the basin of the water he called the sea. God saw how good it was. Then God said, let the earth bring forth vegetation, every kind of plant that bears seed, and every kind of fruit tree on earth that bears fruit with its seed in it. And so it happened. The earth brought forth every kind of plant that bears seed, and every kind of fruit tree on earth that bears fruit with its seed in it. God saw how good it was. Evening came, and morning followed the third day. So what's going on there? On day two and day three, God creates the next realms. He creates the sky and the sea. What's he really doing there? He's creating space. So he first created time, day and night. Now he's creating space. And so he's going to fill that on the fifth day. He's going to fill the sky with the birds. He's going to fill the sea with the fish, the creatures of the deep. And they're going to rule over those realms of sky and sea. And then we just saw that on the third day, he creates the land. He creates the vegetation. He creates essentially life. That's what's happening there. And so we'll see, if you read on, and we're going to see this the next couple of days in the readings, he's going to create human beings and animals to rule over the land and the vegetation. So every realm has its inhabitants. He creates the place, and then he gets some tenants, if you will. And God says, by the way, one of the interesting things we see all throughout Genesis chapter 1, again and again and again, it says God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very, very good. And that's important for us to remember, because one of the most stubborn heresies that we always have to deal with, it never really goes away, it just kind of ebbs and flows, is this heresy of Gnosticism. Now, Gnosticism is an ancient heresy that basically said that the created world is evil. And some even believe that a lower God made the created world. No, there's only one God, and he created all things, the heavens and the earth. And what's in the world, the world and everything in it is good. It is good. So what these false teachers often want to say is that the body is evil, only the soul, only the spirit is good. And so an extreme form of this would be they denigrate marriage, say, you know, marriage is evil, sexuality is evil. Absolutely not. God created it. It's God's idea. The misuse of these things is evil. See, the devil can't create anything. He doesn't have the power. He himself is a created angel who's gone awry, very much awry. So all he can do is try to get us to fall prey to disordered goods, something that is good, but it's misused. It's used at the wrong time, in the wrong way. So we always have to remember that. And that's really, I think, really at the heart of the theology of the body, of St. John Paul II, the goodness of creation, the goodness of the body, male and female. There's so much confusion about that. We've got to get it right. We've got to get it straight. And one of the best ways to do that is to really meditate on what the scriptures teach us. And that really came through today in the first reading at Mass today. All right, we got a miracle moment. We always have miracle moments on Relevant Radio. Here's a really special one just for you.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Latasha, glad to have you calling into The Inner Life. You're on the air with Father Matthew.
I was wondering if you could give me advice on the steps I would need to take to join the Lord's Church.
The first step is really to learn what the church teaches, what Jesus teaches us through the church. And I think you're already on that path. If you're listening to Relevant Radio, you're already just soaking up what we believe as Catholics.
Learning so much in the last couple months when I found you guys.
Let me tell you this, Latasha, we're going to be praying for you. I know all of our listeners, when we hear about people wanting to become Catholic, we become overjoyed. So we'll be praying for that process for you.
And I so appreciate that. I'll pray for you guys as well, because you've really, really made a difference in my life already. And it's, like I said, it's only been a couple months.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Cale Clark alongside Brooke Taylor for these next few minutes on The Cale Clark Show. Hey, the hour is almost done. This is your last real chance to get in on this partnership challenge. Every dollar that you give right now until the end of the hour is matched 100%. People just like you want to make it a little bit easier for you, maybe spur you on to make that donation to give from the heart, 877-291-0123. And by the way, we're coming up to a record. We got a little less than $2,000 to go before we actually break the record for this hour. I know you guys can do it. I want to thank an anonymous donor in Newark, California. I didn't know that there was a Newark in California, but hey, there's New Jersey. Might as well be one on the West Coast too. Has just given $125, has come in on an online gift. It's a new donor. Thank you so much. That becomes, $250. Wow, I was sick the day they taught math, so I'm a little bit slow on the draw there. But we really want to thank you. We really also want to thank Robert in Lockhart, Texas. Got a lot of great Relevant Radio stations in Texas. Has just given a recurring gift of $240. That's amazing, because that becomes $480 a month, which really helps us to reach our goal, Brooke, of getting to that $3 million need that we have to keep Relevant Radio going for another quarter.
And it's happening. This is a big week. Today is a big day. Day one, as you mentioned, $3 million is the goal. And we are listener supported, so we rely on you. Super easy to donate. I think 60 seconds or less, you can do that online. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app. And as you mentioned, the number 1-877-291-0123. How awesome would it be to break that record in this hour? Mm-hmm. And when you support Relevant Radio, you're supporting the true, the good, and the beautiful. And you look at last night and the Grammys and what took place in the darkness. What a contrast to the light. You're talking about Genesis. You're talking about martyrdom and St. Paul, Mickey, and companions. And it's not just entertainment. We have a responsibility to communicate the truth in every day. What a privilege it is to witness souls that are changed and enriched and forever brought to Christ. So it's an honor to be a part of this event, and we need your help to do it.
Well said, Brooke. And don't forget, if you come in at that $20 a month level, we're going to send you the Relevant Radio umbrella. It is gorgeous. It's a great conversation piece. You can use it to evangelize. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that later. But go to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, to get yours right now, or call 877-291-0123. Give from the heart.
Explaining the Catholic faith and how you can live it and share it too. It's Cale Clark on Relevant Radio.
Hey, I promised I would share this with you. You've hung with me through this hour. We're going to reward you in spades right now. Producer Jim Shaper has prepared for you. In case you missed anything last week, here's what you did miss. It's the week that was on The Cale Clark Show. A group of high school students that are that basically tossed their smartphones. Some of them are using flip phones. Some of them aren't using phones at all. and they seem like a lot happier than maybe a lot of people think they would be. Let's go to Will in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, I got rid of my phone several months ago.
How old are you, Will?
I'm 21 years old, and I really wish I had done it when I was 14. I had struggled since I was a very young teenager with some not so PG material. Mm-hmm. I got one of those Wise phones that Matt Pratt promotes. It only really has text, calls, and maps, and it's on a smartphone-like interface, but it's designed to be used as little as possible. And yeah, I just have so much more energy. I'm reading a lot more. I'm working out more.
Wow, that's an incredible testimony, Will. You don't have any regrets about ditching the smartphone and just going to what people would call a dumb phone, but maybe that's really the smart thing to do. Joining me is the chaplain of the Kansas City Chiefs. Father Richard Rocha is my guest today on the Cale Clark Show. Obviously, one of the big storylines going in was the health of Patrick Mahomes. But here's what he had to say to CBS's Tracy Wolfson, who was interviewing him on the field after the game. Check this out.
First off, like I said, I want to thank God, man. He healed my body this week. To battle through that, he gave me the strength to be out here.
What did you think when you heard him say that, Father?
You know, he definitely is a good Christian man. I hear that he does attend the, at the same time the mass is going on at the hotel, a chapel service is going on as well. So it seems to, again, to put God first in his life and then his family and then football. And God is definitely first and foremost in our life. And it's just knowing that we have a need for a savior.
Duns Scotus, who's a 13th century theologian, he said back in the 13th century, there's two ways you can save somebody from falling into a muddy pit. You can either pull them out of the muddy pit after they've already fallen in and hose them down, or a more perfect way to save them is preventing them from falling into the muddy pit in the first place. And that's exactly what happened with Mary. With us, we have to get washed off after we've contracted original sin. There is no marriage in heaven. Some people are like, yay. No, I'm only kidding. But other people are very like troubled. Oh, well, does this mean that I will not have this special relationship with my spouse in heaven? And please God that we'll both get there. Actually, you'll be more closely united than you ever were on earth if you're both in heaven. The bride of Christ, the church, our union in heaven with Christ. That's the heavenly marriage that our earthly marriages hope to point people towards and to try to be exemplary examples of. Hey, ChatGPT, I've been asked to share a 2-minute thought on John chapter 1, verse 1. Can you write the script for me? Oh, and by the way, can you please include in my little talk an analogy based around the Yorkshire Cricket Club? This is how ChatGPT did with that one. Sure, here's a script based on John 1:1. Good evening, everyone. Tonight we're looking at John 1:1, which says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now, let me share an analogy based on Yorkshire's Cricket Club to help us understand this verse. Just as Yorkshire Cricket Club has a rich history, a unique culture, and a recognizable emblem, the Word in this verse has a unique identity that sets him apart from all beings. The Word, who was with God and was God, became flesh and lived among us. According to verse 14, this means that Jesus, the Word, is fully divine and fully human, possessing both the nature of God and the nature of man. Just like the emblem of Yorkshire Cricket Club is a symbol of its history and culture, the life and work of Jesus is a symbol of the love and grace of God. Okay, that was a show that we did on ChatGPT, how AI is changing things. I promise I did not use ChatGPT to write this episode. My thanks to producer Jim Schaefer for the week that was on the Cale Clark Show. Hey, if you missed an episode, check the podcast on our app, wherever fine podcasts are purveyed. We're always here for you. Going to be joined by Brooke in just a second. Stay tuned. Got some great news for you. You did it. You did it. Cale Clark, along with Brooke Taylor, for these next few minutes. You guys have set the record for this hour historically. Yes. Give yourselves a round of applause. I knew you would come through. And we're just getting rolling. It's the first day of our Give from the Heart pledge drive, our February pledge drive here on Relevant Radio. We do this 4 times a year because we need to keep the lights on. We need to keep our nearly 200 stations going and running and sharing the good news about Christ through the media. And I'm so excited about this. You know, there are a lot of other stations out there, a lot of other Catholic broadcasting outfits and other faith-based groups that they do pledge drives all the time. We don't do that. We only do it 4 times a year because, well, we want to give you a break, number one, but we're all about the content. We want to get the message out there, but we do need to do this. We do need to partner together. So if you want to keep Relevant Radio going, if you like the Cale Clark Show, if you like the Patrick Madrid Show, if you like the Drew Mariani Show, if you like Father Simon Says, if you love the Family Rosary Across America, the Mass, the Inner Life, all the other incredible programs, Morning Air, Trending with Timory, whatever it may be, we're here for you, but only because of you. So give right now, 877-291-0123. Give from the heart. And if you do give, every dollar that you give is matched 100%. And there, like I said earlier, there aren't too many investments out there where you can be guaranteed 100% return. But you're investing in eternity, so this gift is going to be multiplied many, many times over. You never know who's listening. You never know whose life you're going to touch because you gave today, right now. And maybe your life has been changed, too, and we'd love to hear from you. 877-291-0123. I'm joined right now by Brooke Taylor. And Brooke, if people do come in at that $20 a month level, I think we still have a few umbrellas left, maybe.
I believe so, and I just saw, I don't know if you saw this, Cale, but we have a gift that we have to mention that is so exciting. And we could speculate why we received this amount and the programming, as you mentioned, but I think it might be partly because of the incentive of this umbrella. That's today only you get this umbrella. And if you donate at that level, $20 a month, it is the sleek Relevant Radio branded umbrella. Father Rocky has a fantastic description that you can hear where it even has its own sleeve. Again, that inside is like a Madonna blue, like you're wrapped in Our Lady's mantle. And love it's just a win-win. And that's just one thing. There are so many things that we are offering at the different premium levels. If you give online, you can get that talk by Father James Kavicki. And absolutely, it is beautiful about the Sacred Heart. And we are so grateful for you. This goal is $3 million. And we entrust this intention to Our Lady. And we also believe in the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And you are responding. So we thank you for that. And a big thank you from Folsom, California, an anonymous donor. $12,030. Thank you so much.
That is incredible. That is incredible. Thank you so much. And that anonymous donor. And I really appreciate you. I really appreciate every single person who's giving during this hour. No matter how big, no matter how small, the Lord sees the sacrifice. And for a lot of people, $20 a month is a big, big sacrifice. And this is why we want to thank you by giving you this gift. And like we always say, we can use anything to evangelize, and we really ought to do that. The Relevant Radio umbrella actually can help you. Now, you say, how? Well, I think you should actually give it a shot. First of all, it's a quality umbrella, as we've been talking about. By the way, it's got, apparently, according to the description that I have here, it's got a 42-inch arc. Now, I don't know if you can actually use it as an arc. I don't know if you can flip it over and, you know, float down the street during a flood or something. I don't know if it's seaworthy, but we've been talking about the arc a lot on The Faith Explained in the book of Genesis. But I will say this. You can go outside, and on a rainy day, you can invite somebody, hey, come on, stand under this umbrella here, to quote Rihanna, and I will tell you why this umbrella says Relevant Radio. I want to share with, I might even pull out my smartphone and share the app with you. It's a great way to evangelize wherever you may be. 877-291-0123. Folks, I can't thank you enough for what you've done, and I know that you're going to continue to come through all this week. Give from the heart. Go to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Every gift is matched dollar for dollar, 100%. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts as you give from the heart, relevantradio.com.